Well, good morning. This morning, yesterday, as I was considering the offertory for this morning, I was thinking about Christmas. And I was thinking about how we can tend to approach Christmas. And with the thought of, did you get everything that you were asking for Christmas? Did you even ask for what was important? In other words, what did you ask for? So do we consider what is important when we ask? You can look at kids and you can see the simplicity. I think of the simplicity of devotion to Christ and how we can complicate that devotion to Christ. And if you look to kids and look at kids at Christmas, what's the greatest gift that you can give a 3, 4, 5-year-old for Christmas?
A box.
We worry so much about what's in the box. And what they do is they take what's in the box and they go, boom, can you cut me a window? You know, look at my car, look at my spaceship, look at my whatever. And as time goes on, those things that kids want begin to get more complicated. They may go to roller skates or one of those little scooters, and then they go to a bicycle, and then they go to a car. And, you know, but what it is a picture of when we look to what do we want for Christmas, we tend to look so selfishly at what do I think is going to make me happy. And the reason things get more complicated is because we realize that what I asked for last year didn't make me happy. And we, being who we are, think, well, it must be more complicated. More complicated is better. And so we pursue those better things. And then we get to a point where we recognize, you know what, so many people that I talk with, if you ask them, what is it that you would want more than anything in the world? I would love to have peace, true joy, and be truly content. Well, there's only one who can provide those things to us, and that's Christ. And so the problem is that oftentimes that we don't pursue Christ in the way that he would have us pursue him. We treat him as if he's some magical genie who's going to provide us these things, as if we know what is going to provide this comfort to us, and we go to him and ask. And so we're asking, James would say, with wrong motives. We're asking out of a selfishness. Instead of, you know, number one, James says, you don't have because you don't ask. Okay, so do I not have peace, joy, contentment because I'm not asking? Well, I wouldn't say it that way. I ask for peace, joy, contentment. But the problem is I charge down the road my own way, and I pursue it in the way that I perceive will bring it to me. So I'm not really asking him for those things. I'm asking for them with my conditions. And so I ask for those things. He may give them to us, he may not. But one way or another, we discover that it's not. That's not what brings fulfillment. God moves in ways that we could never anticipate, and he brings us gifts in ways that we could never anticipate. We look at things, and it looks like, well, what possibly good can come out of this? But never doubt the goodness of God in what he's doing and the things that he's doing, because he is always working to bring us closer to him, and that we, through our lives, may glorify him. With that in mind, I pitched my offertory for this morning, and I asked Mr. Semillion to join me up here just to share something, because I just recognized something. Their family had something awesome happen. Amen. These last couple of weeks, and I hadn't even been a week, has it? But I just thought, you know, Brian, I would love for you to share a little bit about what happened. Brian shared that after his dad's passing, how at peace his dad was with going home to the Lord. And we know that it was God's graciousness in bringing him home. But Mike prayed a great deal for some in Brian's family. And we see God answer that prayer now. And we look back and we're just so blessed to see God be glorified in taking Mike home, but to know that Mike is rejoicing in a way that is, I can't even imagine. Brian, would you share with us what happened this week?
So when my dad passed away, it was a Tuesday morning, and when Katie and I were telling the girls, we gathered in the living room, we sat down around, we have this white rug that comes out, I think, just for the holidays, right? We all just sat in a circle, and that's when I had to tell them the news. And I think, Rachel, you reminded me that during that conversation, did I say, God will use us for good, when we were all sad? So my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, my parents moved here in 2019, and then my sister and her husband, their family moved here in 2020. Is that right? 2020. So they followed him. So, and my brother-in-law has always been, he's never been hostile towards the gospel. He would always listen and, you know, take it in, and but he was also very straightforward that, you know, he just doesn't feel it, he doesn't see it, he's doesn't understand. A lot of you know their kids. They come to our VBS, the Weissmullers, Sale, Max, Rosie. So after my dad passed away, we could all see like a softening in him over the last several weeks, just in the way he would interact with us, my mom, the family, his family, his comments and texts. Like, it was like he was really, I don't know, we could just sense a softening. We didn't know, you know, we didn't think too much of it. We just thought when there's funerals and deaths, that's how people are. And then, long story short, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I never know. So we had them over for Christmas Eve dinner, and it was just our family and their family and my mom. And we were, he had put together a slideshow of pictures and videos and memories with Dad. And we were all watching, and we had a great, it was probably the best time we've had with them, even like leading up to the slideshow. And then after that, I said some things, and I got emotional, and it was kind of an emotional night. And then he shared, he started talking, and I thought, oh, that's great, he's sharing too. And then he started saying, like, the last 2 weeks they've been going to church. And so, like, everyone's ears pricked, like, what? Like, because they've never gone to church as a family ever since, like, ever, California or here. And so that was interesting. And then he kept going, and they have this other friend with kids. Their kids are friends, and we've met them a few times at their house that they've been going to their church and for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And then he kept going, and then he was kept sharing, and the prior Sunday or whenever it was, he said that he received the Lord. And I was like, wait, what? Like, are these words coming out of his mouth? It was like the most surreal moment like we've ever had. And like immediately the girls all started sobbing, and like, and like their kids are like, what's wrong? They thought it was like, everyone's like upset. There was some bad news. And I was like, guys, it's tears of joy. Like, we're just overjoyed and like hugging him. And so he shared a little more and just how he had been, you know, thinking about these things and praying. There was an invitation at the church, and it was kind of like VBS style. the pastor at the end. And I watched a few of their sermons, and they don't normally do this, but in this particular sermon, and the passage was not even, I mean, it was Proverbs about the wine, if you look at it sparkling in the glass, and then it ends with, I shall have another drink. I think Pastor Josh did that one recently, but at the end he just did an invitation, and he said, two people raised their hands, but the pastor didn't even see him, but he, like, at first he didn't want to, he was like subconscious about it, and then he did, and then, but someone else saw him, and then said, I saw your hand up, and then so he went back and prayed with someone, and so he shares this openly, and then, you know, in the days after that, he's texting things like, what, like, you know, because my uncle, his longtime girlfriend's mom's in the hospital and not doing well, and so he's texting like, we're praying for you and the Lord and God and like all these things. I'm like, is this the same? I've never seen him say anything about God like in my life, text or otherwise. And it's like
transformation.
I just can't believe he's saying these words. And so like that was like the best Christmas Amen. Present we ever could have had, because like now him and my sister and their kids are going to church where, you know, it appears to be doctrinally sound church that's preaching the word, expository preaching from the Bible, that they get to hear. And so we're just overjoyed and thankful. Amen. And it's like, and oh, the part of the story was like, he told us in the same place, right around that rug on the couch in our living room, we were all gathered there, the same place that I told my kids that God will use us for good. And so he did. And there's been other things too, like other interactions with family and friends that God's opened doors and softened hearts. I've had some good conversation with, you know, my uncle and some other friends and family ever since this happened. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thanks.
You can go.
God moves in mysterious ways. And I just, I think of how many times parents, as you get older, or grandparents, whatever, worry about their grandkids or their children, or, you know, pray all your lives that one of them will come to the Lord. And I think of Mike and when he left us, be it temporarily, he didn't know any of this, but it came to pass, and God used his passing for good. And in a way that only God can do. So it's so encouraging to know that we serve a faithful God that has a plan, and that plan is, nothing's going to thwart that plan. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your loving kindness to us. We thank you for the way that you do move in our lives. And we do thank you for the challenges you bring in our lives that we don't perceive as good. But Lord, if we just need to remember, you're always working good. You do no other than that. So Lord, may we just celebrate you. May we just desire to glorify your name to those who we come in contact with. Because you will use the different things that people hear in your mighty plan. And Lord, we thank you for using us, because we recognize that we're not worthy. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.